Yes. Part two, as we conclude this point, to say understand one another, that you are different. Don't want the other person to be more like you. Do not want them to change. Just understand them and love them. The space that he needs, it has nothing to do with you. It's him, the way he's built. Otherwise, he cannot function well when he's overwhelmed with emotions and he doesn't know yet how he feels himself. So being alone, it helps a man just gather himself, gather his thoughts, recalibrate and think clearly. But when you are asking him questions, bombarding him, wanting him to open up when you want him to open up, his system is going to be overloaded, and he will just maybe snap at you, and it will make things worse because you will be upset at him now, and already there's a crisis he's dealing with. So it's gonna be you now fighting, frustrated, nagging him, saying, "You're pushing me away, you don't love me, whatever." So it's a double whammy now. It's you going at him like that, and it is the very thing on the table that has him frustrated and devastated, that he doesn't know himself how he's going to process. But if you can go with this knowledge that a man is different to you, and a man is supposed to be like that, you are supposed to be like that, no one must change, no one must be like the other. What needs to happen? Both parties just need to understand one another and arm yourself with knowledge. It is only knowledge. It is only through knowledge that our marriages will flourish and succeed. So when she's hurt, my good sir, be there to say, "I'm here to listen," and ask questions that show that you care, that you are listening. And if she's upset, the people who upset her, join her and be angry with her at those people. Yes. Don't come and advise, my good sir. Mm-mm. That's not time for advising. It's time to listen. Show interest. Don't be distracted on your phone while she's busy telling you about her day, how upset she was. No. Pause the TV. You'll check it out. Show interest. As you are giving her an audience like that, she's getting better and better. She's getting healed. Don't be quick to advise, even though you may hear that, "Hey, she overreacted here. She was out of line here. She was rude when she replied like this to her colleague or her boss or her cousin or her parents," or whatever the case may be. Don't be too quick to advise, to correct her, to rebuke her. That's not what she needs at that time. Hold that thought. Make the notes as she's busy telling you what happened. You understand? And you will score points with her for being on her side, because we've had it many, many times. Many husbands, they had it many, many times where wives were accusing them, "Oh, you take their side now. You are on their side. You agree with my mother now, or you agree with my boss. You are like these people all who hate me. You are like them." We've been there, and it's not a nice place to be, because the men now become frustrated. They think, "Oh, this person, I'm their biggest cheerleader, I'm their biggest fan at their corner. Why would she say something so ridiculous that I'm not on her side, that I'm against her?" It's because you didn't know that you are not dealing with a man. A man wouldn't mind when he tells you what happened. He wouldn't mind if you interjected. I said, "My brother, didn't you know that you could have went to ABC when this person said that?" No, you should have known that if you do this, if you call that agency and you check with the department of whatever they deal with ABC, a man can appreciate that. "Really? You want to tell me I really suffered for nothing? I should have handled this thing this way?" "Hey man, oh okay, no, I didn't know." A man can appreciate the interjection. He can appreciate being corrected, being given advice. But a woman is different, you see. Listen to her and be on her side. Be on her side, and later, maybe the next day, when she's calmer now, you can revisit that issue and say, but I don't think the way you spoke with your brother was really sensitive. I think you let your emotions get the better of you. At that time, she's calmed down, her emotions are no longer getting the better of her. She may see things from your perspective and say, I was upset. And you know, that's how you will react when you are dealing with selfish people. But yeah, you are right. My mother is my mother. I shouldn't have shouted at her like that. Or my boss is my boss. I shouldn't have said, go jump. I'm gonna take that instruction. What if they would have charged me? Yeah, you are right. Then the drama of disciplinary hearings and all of that. It wasn't worth it because I'm no longer upset now. It has passed. We resolved it. You understand? So they may appreciate the advice if the correction comes at the right time. That's a woman for you, but a man, it's different, you see. So let us know these differences and let us accept one another and love one another despite these differences, you see. Don't think that you are being shut out. You kept out. Don't think like that. Relax. They'll come around. He will open up and you can chip in and advise and help him as his partner. Thank you very much. I trust this is helpful. Do give us feedback on how this is helpful. Thank you.